Family of teacher beheaded by Islamist refugee files complaint against French government. By Chris Tomlinson on April 8, 2022. Family members of teacher Samuel Paty, who was murdered by a Chechen refugee in 2020, have filed a complaint against the French government for not doing enough to prevent his death. Virginie Leroy, the lawyer representing the parents and two sisters of Mr. Paty, filed a complaint in Paris this week, alleging the government could have done more to prevent the teacher from being beheaded in the street of a Paris suburb in October of 2020. The 80-page complaint claims it aims to bring to the attention of the public prosecutor facts and omissions that seem to characterize the crime of non-assistance to a person in danger with regard to several agents of the Ministry of the Interior and the Ministry of National Education who had to know directly or indirectly the situation of Samuel Paty, newspaper Le Figaro reports. I have always considered that Samuel Paty could have been saved and that this attack should not have taken place, lawyer Leroy told the newspaper. It seems obvious to me that there have been serious dysfunctions at all levels, which are criminally qualifiable. These questions about security breaches are legitimate. We cannot have nothing to answer to bereaved families. The services of the Ministry of the Interior knew that his name was circulating on the internet, that the name of the college was circulating on social networks, and that threats were coming to the college. Why was he not placed under protection directly? Leroy demanded. Paty was subject to a social media campaign by Islamists, including Brahim Knina, the father of a schoolgirl who claimed to have attended a course with Paty in which he showed the class cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad as part of a lesson on free expression. While it later turned out that the girl lied about being in the class at the time, the social media campaign against Paty inspired 18-year-old Chechen refugee Abdullah Khanzorov to seek out Paty, pay students for information about the teacher, and then behead him in the street. It was also later revealed that Anzorov had been in direct contact with Knina on WhatsApp Messenger prior to the attack. Anzorov had also been in contact with at least one jihadist in Syria before the attack, speaking to the Islamist on Instagram. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.